Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 9th of January. Following on from stronger factory orders data yesterday, German November industrial production figures were also stronger than expected. The October figures were, it almost goes without saying, revised higher. German data's bias to initial pessimism and subsequent positive revision remains intact. The November export data from Germany was weaker than consensus, although very few forecasts make up that consensus. Again, the October data was revised stronger. The October data details did show exports to the United States still weaker after an initial surge in the year. The normal trade patterns are not really working, as US importers have been trying to change their schedules to minimise their tax liabilities over the course of 2025. French industrial production data for November is also due. This is less of a focus than the German figures, but it's still quite important to the narrative of a European economy operating around its trend rate of growth, in spite of the external shocks that have hit it over the course of 2025. Euro area November retail sales should show a solid, if somewhat unexciting, performance. An ECB chief economist, Lane, is speaking, but no one's expecting much from the ECB over the course of this year. We get US December labour market data today, the quality of which has, of course, been questioned more and more. The number of staff employed by the Bureau of Labour Statistics itself has been falling rapidly, which at least raises questions about the resources available for measuring the state of the US labour market. There will also be revisions to the seasonal adjustment benchmark, but this sort of tweaking is normally too subtle for market traders to care about. Economists care about it, but that's because economists have a subtlety and sophistication that is not always apparent in the financial markets. The no hire, no fire trends are expected to stay intact, and the no-fire part of that is what is keeping the middle-income consumer willing to spend by allowing them to cut savings rates in order to pay for the post-April 2025 price increases. This is generally not good news for the younger generation, however, who are struggling to find work. The artificial intelligence narrative may make an appearance here, but it is worth reiterating that the US labour market's weakness is not being replicated in other countries with advanced AI and service sector orientation. That suggests that AI might be just a convenient excuse in the States. US President Trump remains focused on the US affordability crisis, yesterday ordering the US mortgage agencies to buy mortgage bonds in order to bring down interest rates in the secondary market. Mortgage rates are already relatively low, but they're not as low as in the aftermath of the pandemic, and that creates some illiquidity in the housing market. People are reluctant to move and give up mortgages contracted several years ago at extremely low rates. Targeting mortgage rates in this way may be an offset, however, by the concerns around fiscal policy. Trump's proposed 50% increase in defence spending and seeming appetite for foreign ventures potentially pushes up bond yields and thus mortgage costs. Construction costs have been hit by the immigration policy, and resources may also be diverted to the AI boom, which administration policies have also fostered. So while this specific mortgage bond policy may tackle the decline in affordability that took place in 2025, it's not clear that the collective total of administration policies will achieve the desired result. Much of affordability is about perception rather than reality, so it may well depend on which side of the story becomes the dominant narrative in the coming weeks. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.